With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, if you are gainfully employed by a company, if you are an employee, when is the last time that your company gave you a raise? Did you get one last year? Did you even get one recently? Look, a survey by Bankrate.com towards the end of 2018 reported that in that year, in 2018, 60% of workers did not get a pay raise at their current job and were not able to find a better paying job in that 12-month period. Now, if you did get a raise, were you happy with it? Did you get a promotion, or was it just another one of those annual merit increases? If so, was it somewhere right around maybe 3%? Well, what if I told you you could give yourself a 12% raise, and even bigger than that, possibly? It's true. You can give yourself a substantial raise by jumping into residential real estate investing. You can give yourself a substantial raise just by buying one, and I mean literally just one, single-family rental house. And we're going to look at that on today's show. Now, this whole topic just came up for me in the past week. I had a longtime buddy of mine and his family over at my house. We were hanging out, eating pizza. You know, this is a guy, I've known him for easily 30 years now, going back to junior high. He's a great guy, very hard worker. And he's been working at the same company now for almost 20 years. And at some point in the evening, we were talking about his job and how it's going. And he remarked, about the company giving him, in his words, the same old raise again, after all his blood, sweat, and tears. That's what he said. And, he clearly wasn't real excited about it, about the raise. So, of course, I wasn't shy. I asked him, what happened? What kind of raise did he get? And he said, it was the usual. The same as every year. What they call a merit increase. And every year, it's just about the same, somewhere between 2 and 3%. He said, usually it's on the lower side. And, in fact, this year is at 2.7%. So, I took an opportunity here. Once again, I tried to bring him over into real estate investing. I've been doing this for years with this guy. So I took the opportunity to get him onto the real estate track. I've been telling him he needs to get some income property into his portfolio. And I think I may have finally convinced him this time. I laid down an argument for him, and it's the same we're going to discuss today. And I think he finally got it. Now, you could see it in his face. The light bulb went off over his head, but then almost immediately dimmed. And I could see the fear creeping in. He had a ton of questions. We talked about this stuff over the years, from time to time. But, stuff like, Andy, what if I can't rent the property? What if there's a disaster, a fire, a flood, or something like that? What if I have to evict a tenant? All these doubts, just immediate resistance that came from some part of him that's afraid of change or afraid of the unknown. I don't know. But I think I was finally able to get him over that hump. Here's the thing. I got him to agree to come and check out the next free workshop that we're having here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit. And I'll tell you about those here in just a minute. But first, I want to talk more about that pay raise that we all want to see, that pay raise that we all deserve, that pay raise that, in my experience, never seems to be where it should be if it comes at all. Remember, more than 60% of Americans last year said they didn't get a raise at all. So I'm going to look at a couple of articles with you just briefly. I want to kind of establish the state of the nation in the U.S. as it regards pay raises, kind of to set a baseline for our further discussion. So the first article, this was on Investopedia. This was published earlier in the year, March of 2019. And they kind of define just what is a raise. And, as they put it, the quality of a workplace raise is in the eye of the receiver. right? They try to define what exactly is a quote-unquote good raise. Now, they do go into some stats. They pulled from an annual survey that Aon does on U.S. salary increases, and they survey over 1,000 companies, so it's a pretty good-sized sample set. And the average pay in 2019 is expected to be about 3.1%. It's a little bit higher than that bandwidth that my buddy talked about. Now, they do also go on to say that the companies are spending a little less in what they call variable pay. So if that's you, if you get a if you have incentive or commission type pay, that could decline a little bit. It's actually dropped by its biggest margin since 2010. So as a result, total cash compensation is actually expected to decline a little bit this year. Now, of course, that 3%, 3.1%, that's the average. Now, if you're a good employee, if you're doing super well at your job, you know, you may come in a little bit higher. 4.6% is what they call the average raise for the quote best employees. Whereas the average employees are getting right about 2.7%. Hopefully my buddy isn't listening, because that's right where he came in. Now, if you're not happy with that level of increase, what do you got to do? Well, they go on to talk about the effects of job switching, right? Obviously, the effects of being in different cities, it's going to be different, but job switching is a way that you might increase that. Now, I looked at another site. This is the Society for Human Resource Management. And again, same thing, we're seeing it here. Salary increase projections for 2019. Now, they do happen to point at the unemployment rate here in the U.S. It's the lowest since it's been, the lowest that it's been, rather, in about 50 years. And so employers are having to compensate for that. They're having to offer a little bit more to get people in the door, and they're having to offer a little more to keep people around, so it seems. So consultancy Mercer, they focus on HR, human resources. They also released a study here towards the end of 2018 projecting salary increases for 2019. And this includes both merit and promotion-based increases. Those are going to go up by 3.4%, so a little rosier than that 3.1 we already heard about. But be careful, because they're talking about both merit and promotion-based pay. And they also point to 2018, and we saw a 3.1% on average increase in the U.S. Another site I looked at, also HR-based, the Balanced Careers. An article by Allison Doyle. This was in May of 2019, and she also cites an external survey company called PayScale. They have a 2019 compensation best practices report, and it states that few companies report planning a significant pay raise for most of their workforce. They're not planning on a significant raise for you. Nearly 70% of survey respondents said they are projecting an increase in base pay of 3% or less. Sounds like my buddy's bandwidth that he was talking about in the 2 to 3% there. Now, they do say that wages, again, here we see that number again, for private industry workers increased 3.1% in 2018. Now, they dive a little bit into a little more detail and occupation, because obviously what the industry you're in is going to make a difference. If you're in sales, you can expect a bigger bump. It looks like 4%. Leisure and hospitality, 3.8%. Service occupations, 3.8% on the high end. Now, on the low end, natural resources, construction and maintenance, just 1.6%. Insurance, 2.4%, and here I see real estate, 2.3%. Now, I'm not sure what they're including in that term, real estate, but I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with what we do as investors, because we are way beyond that 2.3%. Now, here again, they talk about employer budgeted increases. I see again that 3.4% increase that's projected for the year, but here they say that that's reflecting strongly promotional increases, meaning a promotion from what you're doing now to another role. Merit increase projections are staying at 2.9%. So again, we're below that 3. So the key message, if you're an employee and you need a bigger raise, you need to get a promotion or you need to change your job. Here's another article. This was on Bloomberg. Job switchers in U.S., tech and construction are getting the biggest raises. This was July of this year. If you're in tech, you can expect a 9.7% increase if you switch your job. Construction, 8.7% if you switch your job, right? Professional and business services, 8.3%. Now, on average, if you're a job switcher, you can expect to get about a 5.5% pay increase. Now, there's some risk with that, don't you think? If you take on a new role, higher up the ladder, managing people, you know, you're going to have a new manager, you're going to have a new role. There's a little bit of risk that's going to go along with that. And same with switching jobs. You know, new company, new management. Hard to say if you're going to, you know, be happy with that or not. So let me just jump back over here. what we've established effectively is that the average merit increase is about, you know, low, maybe 3%, possibly 3.4%. But again, if you're running with a promotion, we're going to run with 3% in some numbers I'm going to look at with you here in just a little bit. Now, by the way, I want to point out as well, the Social Security cost of living increase for 2019, this is already published, is 2.8%. 2.8%. So the Social Security Administration is basically telling us that the cost of living is up that much, 2.8%. But your employer is only giving you a 3% raise. Think about that. There's not much spread there, is there? If you want to build wealth, if you want to improve your situation, you know, there's just not a ton of spread there. So what it's going to come down to ultimately is your decision. You need to take some action. And we're going to look at a little bit later in the show, a couple of case studies. I've looked at a situation where somebody that's earning, let's say, $50,000 gets their 3% merit increase. Somebody that's earning $100,000 gets their 3% merit increase. And how does that compare to us as real estate investors if we buy that one single rental house that I talked about at the start of the show? Now, I will tell you that the bigger problem that I see with the merit raise system is that you're just waiting around, right? You're waiting around for somebody else to come along and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job. Here you go. Here's a little more cash for the coming year, right? You are just waiting around. And I don't want you to wait around. If you've got questions, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. Or feel free to give me a call at 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Wemm, and we're going to continue the conversation here in just a second, looking at pay raises, looking at the state of affairs in the nation as far as that goes, and then examining a case study so I can show you that, boy, you really got to take some action, grab some rental property, you know, so get that stuff rolling for you when we continue.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom by talking about pay raises. Are they effective at all? Could you do better? Could you give yourself a 12 or maybe even a 17 or 18% pay raise? I think you can, and I'm going to show you how. Now, this conversation started because I was having dinner with a friend of mine, and he was lamenting his marginal pay increase that he's gotten yet again. So I did some digging, and we've already established that on average, the merit increase is right about 3% for most folks here in the U.S., okay? And I was just starting to dive in ahead of the break to the concept of control, and that's the bigger problem that I see is that most people are just simply biding their time, waiting around for somebody else to come along. That's the boss, right? Say, hey, you did a great job this year. Let's do our performance review, pat on the back. Here's a little more cash, 3%. What does that mean, 3%? not a lot, as we're going to see. So, you know, you're just waiting around, just like you wait around to see if the funds in your 401k are going to go up or are they going to go down over the course of the next day, the next weeks, the next months, the next years. You're dependent on somebody else. You're dependent on something else to determine your course, to determine your success. You know, sure, we talked about the promotional increases. They tend to be a little higher. You could apply for a promotion. You could change companies, but you're still putting your life in somebody else's hands. It comes down to control, and you just are not in control when you are dependent on somebody else like that, okay? You need to take control. You need to take action for yourself. And here's what I propose. Don't wait for your boss to give you a raise. Don't wait. Go out and give yourself a raise. So what am I talking about? Well, it's at its simplest, go buy a rental house. Just one that is cash flow positive and puts money into your pocket every month. That is an immediate pay raise. And it's one where you are in complete control. You are in complete control. You choose what property you buy. You choose the neighborhood. Do you want to stay in your zip code? You can. I know a guy east of Dallas. He buys just in Garland in two zip codes where he lives. He's built up a portfolio of 10, 11, 12 houses now last I talked to him. So he's got that immediately in his pocket. He knows that area well. That's his choice. Or you could go across town, which is what we do, or across the state, or even across the nation. If you're listening outside of Texas, you can be buying right here in Texas where the market is hot for rentals. You know, you choose the rehab, you choose the finish out, right? You choose the contractors that you're going to work with. You pick your lenders, you pick your team. It's all up to you. You are in control, and that's what I love about this business. I get to set the rents. Now, that's subject to the market, of course, but boy, here in DFW, again, rents are hot. You get to choose the tenants. You choose who occupies your house. You choose who's going to work best for you. Okay? And you choose if you stop at one house or if you keep adding them to your portfolio like we've been doing. Just keep buying and buying and giving yourself pay raise after pay raise. Look, if I think back to 2014, talking about pay raises at my job, at the time, the industry had softened. As a global company, right, there are external forces where I have zero control. Market softened. Nobody in the company got a raise. I was irritated, you know. Come to expect that, I guess. Out of my control, no raise. But luckily, we bought five single family houses that year. So we gave ourselves a substantial raise anyhow, okay? And that was the year that I realized, I don't have to rely on my job. I can rely on myself. I can take back that control, and so can you. Now, I talked to my buddy about this, and I got him, his ears perked up. He's interested finally. He's committed to going to one of the free workshops. We've got a couple coming up here in the Dallas area. The next one, it's midday. It's on a Wednesday, July 31st at noon. Now, he can't make that because he's working. But what he did tell me is he's going to try to get to the one on August 10th. That's on a Saturday here in Dallas at 9 in the morning. It's taught by John. And John is a super investor. I've gone to his workshops and listened to him present, and he does a great job. He's got a great story. This guy, he's done a number of single family houses, and he is now in, I think the count now is something like 29 multifamily deals. He owns part of 29 apartment complexes. So if you want to understand this business, if you want to learn how you can take control of your life, take control of your pay, take control of your raises, this is a guy to listen to. And he'll be presenting here in Dallas on, again, that's Saturday, August 10th. Now, if you want to learn more about that, you can go out to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, to register for that free workshop or any that suits your time. We've got those going on across Texas and around the nation. If you prefer, you can give us a call at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565 to register for that free workshop and come out and see what John has to say. Now, if you've got questions for me today, you can give me a call at another number. It's 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and when we continue, we're going to dive into a couple of case studies around pay raises.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
cash flow, money in your pocket each month, equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map, appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time, equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month, and finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm happy to be with you today. Today we are talking about pay raises in the United States of America and how everybody's faring with those. Now, we did see that just a year ago in 2018, 60% of workers interviewed reported they did not get a raise. Economy's doing pretty well from what I hear. Unemployment keeps dropping. What's going on there? I don't know. Now, those that did get a raise, it was probably right around 3% on average, maybe a little higher, probably a little lower from what we've seen. So we're going to look at those raises, and I'm going to apply those to a couple of salary brackets, let's say, and compare that to how we do with our rental houses. I do want to point out one other article that I came across. This was on CNBC. This was just published a couple of months ago this year. It says that not everybody out there is interested just in pay raises. So if not pay raises, if not more money, what are people focused on? Now, at the top of that survey, 14% of the interviewees or the survey respondents said they wanted more training or more learning. Hey, that's great. I'm all for that. I am an avid learner. I'm a lifelong learner, very curious guy. I read a lot. And that's one of the things that really draws me to real estate investing is there's always a lot to learn. The market's always changing. It's in ebb and flow. There's stuff going on, moving from single family to multifamily. And if you are like that, you should come on out to Lifestyles Unlimited because the educational component there is tremendous. That's where I learned pretty much everything I know on single family, and that's where I'm diving in now on the multifamily side. And I watch tons of people go through there, going out on the single family road trips, going out on the multifamily road trips, tons of training, tons of seminars. So if you are a lifelong learner, if that's what really gets you going, it's a great place to come to get more education, to learn more. The second place was for, on that in the survey, sorry, was 9%. Said they'd be interested in more paid time off. And I don't think I even have to say it here, but we talk about this all the time. When you get started in buying, you know, rental property and in income property, you will buy your time back. As you add more and more houses, get into multifamily, you'll see your passive income grow, and you can take that time off. Whether the company's interested in letting you do that or not, you will have that time on your hands. You can take that time. So let's jump into the pay, what I'm calling the pay raise model. So I've got three cases that I want to look at. So case number one is a person, and what I've done is just looked at for purposes of taxes, looking at the tax brackets for a person that I'm assuming is unmarried, you know, filing singly, okay. And if you're making $50,000 a year, your tax bracket for that upper level portion of your income is going to be 22%. Second case is somebody making $100,000. They're going to be not too much higher, just in 24% tax bracket. And the reason that I have to focus a little bit on the tax brackets is because one of the ways that we make money in real estate is through the tax advantages. And they're pretty tremendous. There are several different ways that real estate helps us on the tax side. But one of those is that as we collect our cash flow every month and every year from our rental properties, we pay little to no taxes on that cash flow. It's due to something called depreciation. It's basically a phantom, you know, a paper expense that we take at tax time in the eyes of the IRS. It doesn't affect my cash flow. I'm cash flow positive. in the eyes of the IRS, though, I'm cash flow negative, so I'm not paying taxes on that cash flow. So that is relevant, because if you're in that salary range of 50K, you're getting taxed at 22%, 24% if you're at 100K and it goes up. So let's take a look at that 50K earner. So, you know, we already established that the average raise is right around 3%. If he's making 50K and his boss comes along, pats him on the back, says, here you go, here's a 3% increase. So what does that equate to? Well, he's going to get an extra $1,500, $1,500 before taxes. But the government's going to come in, they're going to take their cut and tax him at 22%. So at the end of the day, he's going to be left with $1,170 per month. That's about $98 in his pocket extra. Okay. Now, if you're in the $100,000 range, getting taxed at 24%, you get that 3%. Of course, that's a $3,000 extra in your pocket before taxes. Government's going to take their share, of course, so you're going to net $2,280 per month. That's just under 200, right at 190. What about us? Real estate investor, we go out, we pick up another rental house, or maybe our first. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, on average, we're cash flowing right about 400. The deal I just wrapped up, we're actually north of 400. Let's run with 400 because it's an even number. I can do that math in my head. Per year, that means we're clearing $4,800. So what did we say? You're earning 50K, you get a 3% raise. After taxes, you've improved by 1170. 100K, after taxes, 2280. Real estate investor, 4800. We're making anywhere from 2 to 3K more than those two individuals. So hey, we're going to dive into these numbers a little bit more. I want to go out beyond 1 year and look at how the numbers shake out over time. Now, if you want to learn more about the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Education and Mentoring Programs, call us at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565. Or go out to lifestylesunlimited.com and register for our free workshop. We'll help you understand how all these numbers work, how you get into that single family house, and how you get that passive income flowing into your pocket every month.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about that pay raise that you get every year, maybe, if you're lucky, right? If you're not in that 60% that didn't get one in 2018. And what we said is, look, on average, we're getting about 3% raise every year. By the way, cost of living increase that Social Security granted this year was 2.8. Not much of a spread there, is there? So we're looking at a couple of case studies. We said if you're making $50,000 a year and your boss comes along and gives you that 3% raise, what's that get you? On the year, it gets you about $1,200, not quite $100 a month extra in your pocket after you pay all your taxes on it. And if you're in the $100,000 pay bracket, pay range, you're getting about $2,300, not quite $200 per month in your pocket after taxes. Now, if you're a real estate investor and you buy one single family house, cash flowing $400 a month, well, that's $400 a month in your pocket. That's $4,800 a year. Compare that to our raise that our $50,000 earner made. That's right about $3,600 difference extra that we're putting in our pocket. Compare that to the $100,000 guy, $2,500 difference. Now, it gets more interesting because, again, our cash flow is net of taxes. We don't have to deal with taxes because we're following the correct model. We're buying right. We're doing things as we talk about here at Lifestyles, and our cash flow has little to no taxes on it. So I've got to adjust for taxes when I talk about comparing the raises. So if I were in that $50,000 salary, 22% bracket, I would have to make $6,200 in pay raise just to equate after taxes to that $4,800. That's a 12% raise that I'd have to get. And if you're in the 100K bracket, that's $6,300 and about a 6% raise. Now, it gets even more interesting because we talk all the time on the show about the five ways that we make money. Obviously, the tax advantage is one, cash flow is another. We've talked about those two. But don't forget, when you buy a house and you put a renter into that house, they're paying down your mortgage every month. It's kind of a silent equity builder that's going on in the background. And the houses we bought lately are pay down per annum, per year, is right at about $1,800. If I put that on top of my annual cash flow, then in order to get that equivalent raise, if I'm in the $50,000 salary bracket, I got to make $8,500 in increased earnings, in pay raise. That's a 17% raise. That's what you're giving yourself when you buy a single family house. Okay, and that's what I want you to take home today. One house. That's what that can do for you. Now what if, let's say you take the slow path. We talk about you don't get rich slow at Lifestyles Unlimited, but let's say you do kind of mosey down the path, buy one house a year for 10 years. At the end of 10 years, you're up to 10 houses. Let's compare that to our $50,000 salary earner. Over 10 years with a 3% raise, he's gone from 50K to 67. That's a cumulative increase after taxes of just about $15,000. If it's our guy or gal in the $100,000 salary bracket, well, over 10 years, 3% increase, they've accumulated an additional $30,000, again, after taxes. What have we done on the single family side? We've added 10 houses, each cash flowing $4,800 a year. Well, naturally, we're at $48,000 extra per year at the end of 10 years. But again, like I said, that is the slow path. Typically what happens, folks start buying houses and it goes a lot quicker. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show that year that we didn't get a pay raise in my family from the company. Well, we happened to buy five houses. That was a zinger for us. So let's say you bought one house per year for the first 3 years, two per year for the next three per year for, you know, you kind of snowball over time. At the end of 10 years, you'd be at 22 houses. What does your quote unquote pay raise look like at that point? You have increased your income by $105,000. That's tremendous. Compare that to our 50K guy, that's a 271% increase. So look, the power is there. And we're just talking about single family. As I mentioned earlier, multifamily is a whole different beast with whole different levers that you can pull. You can really take some, create some equity, build some wealth, build some cash flow there as well. Now I mentioned the free workshops that we've got coming up. We've got a number coming up around town, and I'd like you to consider checking those out. My buddy, I finally got him to commit after years of working on him, after having this very discussion with him, penciling out these numbers with him. He said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do it. So this coming, Saturday coming up on the 10th of August, he's going to be at the workshop that John is giving. It's from 9 to noon on Saturday here in Dallas, but we've got him around Texas. We've got them coming up on the 1st of August, in fact, in Clear Lake, which is down near Houston. We've got on the 6th, which is a Tuesday, in San Antonio in the evening. And then also in Houston proper on that same Tuesday, August the 6th, we've got one coming up. So if you want to learn more about that, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can register there for the free workshop. Or give us a call if you want to talk to someone live at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565. It's a free workshop. Come and see what we're all about. Come and hear how these single family case studies work. They'll present the numbers, show you how you make your money. They'll talk about multifamily. We'll get into the five ways that we make money and the principles that we follow as investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll learn a ton. I think you'll be impressed. So check it out. Again, lifestylesunlimited.com. And when we continue, we're going to wrap up our conversation on pay raises and help you get around your head around that fear that my friend has been facing lately.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about that ubiquitous pay raise, which isn't as ubiquitous as we maybe thought it was. I was a little bit surprised when I read that 60% of workers did not get a raise in 2018. I don't want you to have to go through life waiting for your boss to do something for you, to give you that raise, to pat you on the back. I want you to take some action, like my friend is finally doing, and get out there and take on some single-family rentals. You know, I just gave an example where you could, you know, in theory, increase up to 22. You could do more, you could do less. Just focus on that first one. If you haven't bought a house yet, start with number one. I think you'll get into it. I think you'll be surprised at how far easier it is than you ever thought it was. You put up a lot of barriers in your head, which is what my buddy was doing, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. I think you'll see it's a lot easier than you expected, and I think you'll find that the rewards are bigger than you realize they're going to be. Now, we talked about that pay raise that you're giving yourself. You buy one single-family house here in DFW, in Houston, in San Antonio, wherever you are, cash flow in $400 a month, that's $4,800 per year. Add on top of that the fact that we're not paying taxes on that cash flow, if we're doing it right, if you're taking your depreciation. Add on top of that our tenants are paying down the mortgage. That's another $1,800 right there. It's not cash flow. It's not something I can go and spend till I divest the house, but I am gaining wealth every month as a result of that. Now, if you want to think in terms of an employee, you know, what happens every year, maybe you get a bonus. Well, I'll tell you what, you can go out and create your own bonus. You buy houses the way that we buy them here at Lifestyles. We're buying houses that need a ton of work. Well, okay, I say a ton of work. I buy houses that need a ton of work. You could buy a house that just needs, you know, paint and carpet, and a lot of people do. But through that, you can force appreciation. You can force value. We call that equity capture. You know, that can be $10,000, that can be $20,000, that can be $30,000. And I remember a couple of months ago, I went to the case study here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and there was a couple that presented a deal they did down south of Dallas. I think they were like $20,000 out of pocket into the deal, but they captured $90,000 in equity. Talk about a bonus. That is huge. That is awesome. And of course, naturally, the markets go up over time, so we do see appreciation. You know, if you think about the five ways that we make money, that's through our cash flow, that's through the tax advantages, that's our tenants paying down the mortgages for us, that's that equity capture on the front end, which is that annual bonus. That is awesome. And of course, appreciation. But back to my friend. Again, he had a ton of questions. And, you know, you could see that he was looking for a good excuse, right, to stay out of real estate, right? I saw the light go off. I saw he understood what I was talking about. He was ready. And then he hit the brakes, you know, almost instantaneously. So we talked through some of his concerns. And, you know, here's some of the things we talked about. And honestly, I hear this from a lot of folks. I get it. And I sat on that side of the table at one point in time as well and hit the brakes in the same way that my buddy has. The biggest thing that he's kept talking about is, I just don't have time, right? He's got a daughter. He's married. They've got a ton of activities. They're, you know, both working and so on. But that's just an excuse. It's not that you don't have time. It's just the way that you're prioritizing. I told him, look, stop binge watching Game of Thrones or whatever it is you're watching now. put that stuff to the side. You can do that later. You have the time. You just need to find it. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, what you need to do is find a mentoring group like Lifestyles that has the context that can help you manage through that process a little more efficiently than you might do it if you're trying to reinvent the wheel. Don't do that. Go to a mentoring group that can help you steer the process more efficiently. They'll put you in touch with contractors. We've talked on the show about the vendor list that we have that's phenomenal. You know, that's where we get our general contractors. That's where we get all the people that we're working with. That's how we manage our time. We give the work to them. They take care of it for us. They do a great job. They do it for a great price, okay? So, you know, we talked through the time issue, and I think I got him over that hump. His next concern was, well, Andy, what if I can't find a tenant? Look, if you're following the Lifestyles model, best product, best price. Those contractors we just talked about, they're going to put together a great product for you. You're going to tell them what you want done. You might take their advice. You might work with them, talk to your mentor, of course. You're going to put a great product onto the market. You're going to have zero problem finding a tenant. Look, we just did a turn. We went through the whole release season. Everybody signed except for one family, and that's okay. They'd been there for a few years. They needed to move on. I got the thing rented in no time, you know, a week. So the market right now is hot. You're not going to have any problems. When you're putting a good product on the market, when you're doing it at a good price, you're going to be just fine. You know, and then he went on. He had some other, you know, nitpicky questions here and there. You know, what if a tree falls on my house? Look, you got insurance. They're going to cover that. All right. You're going to be fine. So we just talked through these issues. And if you're running into those same sort of issues, those questions, those that fear that's holding you back, then it's even more important for you to come out to a free workshop and see what we're talking about. Okay, get a little more in depth with the presenter, okay? They're going to help you. They're going to help you understand, okay? So really, if you want to create a more effective roadmap to your financial future, get out to a free workshop. Call us at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565 to get started, or check us out at lifestylesunlimited.com to register for that free workshop. It is the next step on your road to financial freedom. Hey, and you can find us on the air every day of the week and enjoy our podcast anytime at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. Hey, this is Andy Webb. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And please remember, it's not the money. It is all about the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.